There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that is so tired at this point that they really just want to go to take a nap. And joining me, as always, is... what is her name again? Lee. Lee!
Yeah, that's right. That's my name. It's 4 days, woo, John.
4 days.
Four. This is... I will be at our hotel. At my hotel.
At your hotel.
At a hotel.
How's it going?
The Sheraton. I'm so tired. I'm tired, John.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have 4 or 5 days of craziness.
I probably should start getting ready for Dragon Con at some point, right?
I know. Yeah. I had my staff over today, and we've pretty much are finalizing who's going to work when.
Yes.
And I fed them because, as they all say, this is like the last really good food they get. So I actually cook. This is like one of the few times a year I really cook. I cook homemade lasagna.
Or so you say. You probably have your husband take care of it. And
no, I
claim
could.
It
no,
as yours.
I cook this.
No,
one.
I understand.
Husband, yell out so everybody can hear. He didn't cook.
Yeah.
I cooked. I went and got. Now I did go buy the dessert.
I would like to note that, for the record, that I heard no other noise coming out from that side.
Okay, he doesn't believe you. You got to yell.
Still didn't hear it.
Oh, you liar. You big fibber. You're a fibber. You know what?
What?
You know what?
Chicken butt.
You're so bad. You're so bad. You know what? If you need help if you're having a hearing issue now, seriously, and you need help,
well, now you're making it all serious and stuff. Now you're making it all serious and stuff.
I am. Because we got a segue over here somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So if you want that, we can do something.
Oh, we can.
We can get, there are ways to help people that may have a special need. And you know what? Who we got out here?
Who do we got?
We got Todd and Nicole.
Who we begotten?
And they're in the hallway and we're bringing them in.
Oh, hey.
Come on in, guys.
Come on in, guys.
Oh, man. The wheelchair just barely fits through this door.
Well, you need to
write us up.
John, fix that.
I'll go take care of that right now. Hold on. Be right back.
Okay, you be right back. So, Todd, you have been on our podcast before, and we always giggle a lot with you.
Absolutely.
And Nicole, you're a newbie to our podcast, and this is only your second year with Disability Services.
It is.
How many years is – okay, so for both of you two, how did you two get involved in Dragon Con?
Todd, do you want to roll first?
Well, it was my girlfriend that got me into doing it first.
Aha! Uh-huh. Is she still your? Is she still? Oh, I heard in the background.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. As a matter of fact, works in the department now.
It works in
so,
the.
You know.
And yes, suckered her over
no
and
good,
brought her over into
no
the.
No good deed goes unpunished.
That's exactly right. And Nicole, how did you get involved with Dragon Con?
Well, so it seemed actually I was waiting in line, I think my second year at Dragon Con, and I was just talking to someone who was working, and they were talking about how they loved volunteering. And so I kind of put a bug in my ear and I thought, all right, well, I'll do that. And so I went to the first orientation, last year, and I saw Cherie with the giant white German Shepherd, and where there's a puppy, I will follow.
Yes.
And so I thought like, hey, this works for me. I think I could actually really be helpful with that because I am a marriage and family therapist, and just have some kind of specific training for people who, are feeling really overwhelmed or upset, by huge crowds and stuff like that. And so, it seemed like it was just a kind of the perfect place for my efforts.
That sounds a great one. And, yes. And Cherie is, you've probably seen her around. She does have an absolutely beautiful service animal who, you will see, but remember service animals are working. So don't go up and pet them and play with them.
A constant source of distress for me,
it,
I tell you.
It is a constant source of distress for me because I love the puppies too. So, All right. But then, and how did you get, so you got involved in disability services because you just started following around. Okay. And then how about, and so, Todd, how did you get involved in disability services?
Well, whenever I come as a person with a disability myself, yep. whenever I come to an event, when they mention that there's a disability services department, I go there. My professional career, I'm an advocate for an independent living center in New York State.
Okay.
So I do advocacy for people with disabilities all year long. And I got to disability services to discover they were low staffed that year. They needed help.
They needed help.
Because we can't be everywhere, and the convention just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I said to myself, all right, I'll do what I do in my daily life for the hobby that I adore.
Yes.
And I've been doing it. It should be my eighth, ninth year now.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
That is very, very cool.
This is the time of year. This is the time of year I look forward to, and I'm not even packed yet.
Oh, no, of course not. Packed?
I know that feeling. So tell us a little bit about what exactly Disability Services does at DragonCon.
Well, you know, our mission in Disability Services is to make sure that you have the same quality experience that anybody without a disability might have. So part of our job, we meet with any person who requests disability services, and we determine what reasonable accommodations they need and what reasonable accommodations we can give them. Now, reasonable accommodations are person to person, but most of the time it's about how am I going to handle a line? How am I going to handle where I sit in a ballroom?
Mm-hmm.
And we talk to people about what reasonable accommodations they need and why they need them. It's a quick conversation. I don't know, maybe 2 minutes, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
And then we figure out what we're going to do for you. And then we put a sticker on your badge that says what we're going to do for you so that you can show it to people and people can know.
Yeah. And understand, what is it you said last year that kind of made me giggle snort, which is we want everybody to have the same level of craziness at DragonCon.
That's exactly right. As my friend Squid once said,
yes.
You know, if the thing that you have to worry about is little Missy Sue crying in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a person without a disability at DragonCon, that is your experience. Our job is to raise you to the level of that experience.
Of the little person who's over there crying in the corner. Because
exactly
nobody
right.
loves them. Everybody hates them. They're going to go
that's
eat.
That's right. The same opportunities that everybody else gets in a crowd of 70,000 people.
70,000 people. Now, and Nicole, one of the things, are you going to be in the main area working? Because I know where Todd is. I see him every year because I go over there and I say hi. But where do you work in disability services?
So I am going to be co-captain of the Hyatt Hotel. And so in all likelihood, you'll probably see me flitting about, possibly looking frantic, maybe holding a bagel, just kind of going back and forth and making sure that the big rooms have a lot of coverage, but also that the small rooms are not forgotten, because my experience with last year was that sometimes the small rooms don't get the attention they need. And actually those can be really crowded and people really need the extra assistance there. So really I'll be moving about quite a bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. And Todd, you will be there helping people, talking to them when they come to registration, helping them get their yep. badge and figure out yep. what kind of services they need or support.
Right. And then when the event actually starts, mm-hmm. I am what they refer to as the roving troubleshooter. So if there's an access problem with the convention, somebody has a problem, somebody has a concern, they're going to let disability services know. And then my boss is going to call me and tell me what hotel I should run to at top speed to solve X problem.
Excellent.
So you could see me just about anywhere.
Just about anywhere. After usually I start seeing you different areas about Saturday on con, if I'm remembering mm-hmm. correctly.
Yep.
Okay. Now, one of the things, because I'm I'm a track director, and I constantly volunteer John to do things he doesn't know he's going to do. Like, I don't know, like, he's all of a sudden going to be on a panel, or he might be helping me set up a room or something. He doesn't know. But one of the things sometimes people say is like, well, I want to sit in the front row and all these other people get them. I'm like, no, no, no. There's different levels. So can you explain the levels on how it works in both big rooms and in the smaller track rooms?
Nicole, you're working a ballroom. Why don't you take this one?
Oh, Lord. Now you're just putting me on the spot. Okay, so...
she doesn't have a bagel on her hand, that's why.
Well, that's right, man. You got to have a bagel in your hand. And, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I got to be able to focus. So where you are really is dependent on what's going to enable you to enjoy the experience in the same way. So for some people who have, sightline problems, you know, they are going to sit in specific areas that allow them to see. There are some people that need special accommodations for sight and sound. So all of that is really taken into consideration based on where you're sitting. So, in my experience, it's relatively few people that are actually up in the front, but we will do everything we can to accommodate whatever works best for you so that you can really enjoy the experience.
That's part of the interview process, actually. When we talk about what the disability is and what the reasonable accommodation need is, we're going to make an assessment, and the stickers are actually pretty clearly labeled. Sightlines is the one that says, you know, front row. Mm-hmm. But all the other ones, you can't sit in any seat forward of the fourth row.
Right.
All right. And those are our most common one, which we have shorthanded cilior, which is called seat in line end of row.
Mm-hmm.
Those are for those folks that are moving around, but waiting in line is the big problem, because it's walking and it's stopping and it's standing and you're waiting for a while, then you're walking again, you're stopping and you're standing. So what we've done is that particular sticker allows you a seat in line while you wait, or at our larger track rooms, a seat in the disability seating area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ability to sit at the end of any eligible row. So you've got an easy way to get in and an easy way to get out.
And also remember something when people are getting this sticker, and you got to go get the sticker at Disability Services. I want to believe you, and I really probably would believe you if you tell me you're doing this and that's why you need it. But it really does help us if you already have that sticker, and they're mm-hmm. over where you're going to go get your badges anyway. So woohoo, go
get them. Except if you get caught in a bind, and we say this every year. My capable left hand Emma,
yes,
will be based in the Marriott ballroom,
mm-hmm.
and she can do the interviews, and she has the stickers right there.
Oh wait, hold on, John. Where's the Marriott?
The Marriott's in the middle because it begins with an M.
That's right. Okay, keep going.
Okay.
I've been training him all 50 days.
So we want to be able to make sure you know. We would prefer that you do the reasonable accommodation when you get your badge, but mm-hmm. we have people that want to be independent, and then they realize middle of Saturday, early Sunday, they're done.
Well,
so if you get caught in that situation, you don't have to go all the way back to the Sheraton. You go to the Marriott and you see Emma,
mm-hmm.
and we do the same thing that they do at the Sheraton for you. But back to the stickers really quick to answer the question.
Sorry. So we're going to go that way. All right. So there it is. And the sight lines is front row. And I'll be very
front row.
And usually that is, I'm sorry. Usually that's for when I've seen it. So correct me when I'm wrong on this or mm-hmm. at other groups.
Yep.
The ones I have seen for those are people who usually are hearing or significantly sight impaired. And the only honest way they can see anything is right there. And a lot of times they're hearing impaired. So either they need to be able to see the panelists' lips, or that's where the
sign language interpreters come in.
Right.
And you have to be able to be within sight range of a sign language interpreter using their hands.
Right. There we go. See? Okay, what mm-hmm. else? What else would get you that? Is that? Did I get them right?
Nope. Those are the ones primarily that would do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other specialized disabilities we've granted it to, you know, in the past, but that's all about doing the interview at Disability Services and talking about what you need. But the sticker that a lot of people get if they don't get sight lines is what's called proximity, because we understand you might need to be closer in order to see something. Okay. Mm-hmm. And proximity is any space within 50 feet of the stage or a screen, because in the larger ballrooms, we have the screens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And remember, that's anything, you know, behind, you know, the fourth row and back. So proximity, you can sit anywhere in there, and that's pretty much, it'll get you a good seat.
Yeah, it will. And especially, and I know, especially with the Marriott and the Hyatt with this, I'm going to be at the Sheraton the first year, so I don't know how that grand ballroom works. But in the Marriott and the Hyatt in the really big rooms, when they put those screens up, they're really pretty cool. And they've done a really, really good job. Every year they make them better to be able to see them and hear everything. So, yeah.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, we make sure that if you're there, and this is the tip we say to everybody that we give a sticker to,
mm-hmm.
okay, you really want to be there 10 minutes before the panel preceding the one you want ends.
So, because, for example, if you want to get into the 11:30 panel, that
yes.
means you want to be there and being ready to get in line at, if I'm correct,
11:05, 11:10.
Okay, 11:05, 11:10, because you're 20 right. minutes before the panel rules start.
Right.
And if you're really worried about it, especially if it's you're thinking it's going to be a panel that a lot of people are coming in, 5-10 minutes before that 11 o'clock would be good. 10:50, 10:55. Yeah.
Because right around when that panel ends, we're going to be gathering the people in the seating area to move them towards seating. The primary job of the staff in ballroom is to work with the tech ops to make sure you can find your seat, you can get in your seat quickly, mm-hmm. so that the line can then be loaded around you and the show can start. So as we say, that once general loading begins for a panel, reasonable accommodations cannot be guaranteed. And this kind of spreads around the idea that, well, you know, if you get a disability sticker on your badge, you can just roll in whenever you want to roll in. Okay? That doesn't happen.
No.
With the possible exception of people needing to wait for interpreters, it almost never happens.
That is actually very true. The only time now I would say a little different on that is if you're in a track room and for some reason you're trying to get from the Marriott to the Sheraton or the Hilton mm-hmm. or wherever, yep. the Westin, and yep. you come in and you see one of the track staff and say, hey, I'm really sorry. I've been trying to get here, but I have this and I need to be there. We're going to work with you and we're going to talk to somebody about moving them. And that's what we're going to do, because we're going to help you.
We're going to do our best.
Do our bestesses.
But we're not, you're right, but we're not going to provide guarantees.
No.
Because guarantees talk about entitlement, and entitlement is never good when you want people to cooperate, especially, you know, 500 people going into a smaller ballroom.
Oh, good Lord, no. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness gracious, no. Okay, so that's three badges. What's the four sticker?
Well, wheelchair seating.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I always mention that last because, you know, I use a wheelchair, so I go, you know, to the parking location and have the companion seat right next to me for the person that I'm bringing. So wheelchair seating is for those people that have a device that needs to be able to fit in a space.
There you go.
Okay. Not always a wheelchair, surprisingly. We've had more people that are coming with, you know, beds and support systems.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, need the space and we need to run an electrical line. So it could be just about any device.
Yep, it could be. Now, I want to talk about, first of all, folks, it's easy when we see a visual disability, okay? But please understand, there are a lot of invisible special needs, whatever term we want to use. Sometimes they're disabilities, sometimes they're just special needs.
This is sort of along the lines of what Nicole is referring to.
Right. And exactly. And one of the biggest ones is I have seen at Dragon Con many, many a time is they're like, I don't understand why that person gets to be on the end. That person gets to be on the end because they have the sticker for end of row. And I'm going to use my husband as an example, who's sitting over here, because I'm going to have him go and talk to disability services. He has two bad knees. He's had one done some work on and one needs some work probably at some point, but he doesn't like to talk about that. And so, you know, he looks hale and hearty. Yep. But guess what? His knee, if you put him in the middle, that's where probably 1 year he tore a meniscus at one point, and that's what caused a lot of this. And so just understand something. It's not always visible, and let's remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Nicole?
Absolutely.
There you go.
It could be something just as simple, not as simple, I suppose, but something such as even like IBS or something, where you need to be able to get out at a moment's notice, and and you have no control over that, right? So you don't want to be sitting in the middle of the row trying to, you know, deal with that as well as deal with all your other issues that you've got going on at the same time. So
And that's the whole point about doing the reasonable accommodation system the way we do it.
Mm-hmm. So yay.
What else do you want to know?
I don't know. We're done.
Okay.
I know there's more.
No, it's not nearly that complicated, right?
It's really not that complicated. No. You guys are over where registration is at the Sheraton. Mm-hmm. If you're going downstairs, like you would regularly go to get your badge, when you go into those doors that are on the very bottom level, turn to the right, and they're over on that side. Right. I get a problem saying my light.
Turn to your right and look for the ladies' room.
There you go.
Unless they've moved us, it's turn to the right and look for the ladies' room.
No, I don't think you guys got moved. No. So you're right there. So that's it.
And we're right across from where Scooterend is. So if you're renting a device, okay, it's conveniently located.
Yes. And if you have not, and if for some unknown reason you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to rent one or whatever, that's up to you, but they will have some extras that you've decided, oh, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be able to just rent a regular wheelchair. And then all of a sudden you realize, you know, I don't have as much upper body strength as I thought. Cough, husband, cough. And maybe you need to go get one. My husband just did a very, very rude gesture at me. So last year, my husband was in a wheelchair all con because he actually had the surgery on his knee and could not put, he was supposed to only be 2 weeks without any weight on his knee. And then there were some other things and it was 6 weeks. So he was at con and he said it gave him a very different perspective of con, seeing it at a sitting level the whole time. And also that, oh yeah, no, I'm going to be fine in a regular wheelchair. I won't need one of the scooter things.
So how many times was he trying to figure out where he was because he couldn't see over people's heads?
That wasn't as bad because we've been going so many times that he kind of knew the hotels.
Right.
But he did say, I think he only went down to America's Mart once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, that's it. I'm not even trying again.
No. And the madness of the area outside of the Atrium Ballroom on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know, we're going to remind folks that people in wheelchairs can stop and they will not deliberately run over your feet.
That's usually
possibly.
Probably. Well, you know, you never can tell. You never can tell with the student drivers renting the new scooters and driving around.
It depends upon how much
of a jerk you're being, too.
Not that we would ever. Not that anybody at Dragon Con is going to be a jerk because we all are good people.
No, not us.
No, I know you're not a good person. I know you're not.
I've talked to you too many times,
Todd. I know.
Hey, I'm the guy that says, you need a Pokemon egg hatch? Give me your phone for an hour. I'll be back.
No.
Drive the power wheelchair around at 4 miles an hour.
Woohoo!
Does it count it at that speed?
Mm-hmm.
It does. It's slow enough that it counts it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good to know. So let me ask you this then. What are some of the things that, as being a courteous congoer, should people be conscious of, especially when it comes to folks that are obviously visibly different abled?
Have a visible impairment.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Right. Well, you know, I'm going to mention elevators.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please do.
Okay. we really, that is the biggest single intersection outside of ballrooms where people report problems to us, because the wait for an elevator to get from the lobby level in the Hyatt to the international level where Ruben is going to be working can be 20 minutes, half hour or more. Okay. So you're in a hurry, especially if you're in that hotel and you need to get up to your room to get your meds or to get your power wheelchair plugged in or, you know, pick your poison. Those waits can be critical. So if you're approached and asked to give your way to a person with a mobility impairment or a device, please, please do so.
Yes.
Okay. We encourage you, especially on those lobby levels to those lower levels, the escalators are your friend and you don't have to wait for them to open.
Nope. No. And, you know, I know sometimes people be like, well, the escalator isn't working. Guess what? I have only seen it usually once the whole con. Any of the escalators, only once the whole con.
But you know what the nice thing about an escalator?
They when also it's not use working, the stairs.
When it's not working, it becomes stairs.
They also work as stairs. So you know what? Do your best. Okay? Mm-hmm. So don't be that guy or that gal on that. Yes, I agree with that one.
Okay. Very much. And this is all about watching out for each other. One of the most common questions I get is, well, can I help somebody? And how do I do that without them getting offended at me? And my response to that is, here's what I do. If I see somebody in obvious distress, I'm going to ask them if they need help. Mm-hmm. If they say yes, you're good. If they say no, go about your business kind of slowly and count to 10 in your head. If you look back at the time you get to 10 and they're still struggling, go back and ask them again.
Yes.
If they say no after that, it's on them, not on you. Because anybody who will deliberately struggle after being asked for help must have a reason. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know what it is, but you've asked, you've expressed concern, you checked to make sure that, you know, everything was all right, you can move on.
Let me
And if we're all go ahead.
I was going to say, let me go back to what you said earlier about giving them the same experience, which is let's assume that me, who for the purpose of the con is healthy, and that's, you know, a wide spectrum at the con. Anyway,
if I was physically healthy,
there you go. If I, for whatever reason, was struggling carrying something through the con, obviously fell over or whatever, and somebody came up and asked me if I need help, and I said no. My point is, it's exactly the same experience, right? So either I am really fine, or, you know, it turns out that I'm, you know, a little,
Trying to be brave.
Just trying to be brave. And then I realized, you know what? You know what? I'm in a little bit more trouble than I thought I was. Everything is all over the place, and I'm never going to get to it. I'm going to get stamped, you know, trampled before anything. And you turn around and help. And you say that, and you ask again, you're right. Then if I say no, it's on me. You've given your best. But the point is that it's no different than asking any other person if they need help. You're just being a human being.
Exactly. And that is disability services in a nutshell.
Exactly. And, you
need help? Come see us. You want to help us out? Come see us. We'll take volunteers. Do.
All the time. And I want to say, do me a favor and help me out on something, because you may, as we were talking about these kind of like hidden things, you may be a diabetic, you may be hypoglycemic, something like that. I have now had it happen twice in a track room. And I try to think that I'm a pretty calm person in a track room. When I'm in my element and I'm in charge, I'm a pretty calm person. But I have had two people fall out on me. And I will tell you right now, that's a little scary, because I don't know why you're falling out. I don't know if you're falling out because, oh, my God, you got stung by a bee and you're having anaphylactic shock. I don't know what's going on. Okay. So if you are somebody who is like that, hypoglycemic, diabetic, whatever, get a little, the little sticky tapes, whatever. I don't care. Masking tape.
We have something for that.
Oh, goody. They have something for that.
Come to Disability Services. We have a medical alert sticker that you can put on your badge. It has the medical alert sign on the front, and you can write on the back whatever it is you'd like us to know. You're diabetic, you're hypoglycemic, you are epileptic, you are anything. Anything you'd like us to know. If for some reason you're unable to communicate, you need more than one sticker, we'll keep giving them to you until you got enough room.
Yep. And it really helps us if there is something that happens. So just go get one. They'll hand you as many stickers as you want. I'm sure they love giving out the stickers. And that just, you know, it's protection for you. It's also great because I think even on these stickers, I think I saw one, you have like a secondary phone number where we can call somebody. That's always good too.
Absolutely good.
Always good. So yay. So do that. That just helps. And that's always fun. Because there's nothing like wondering, what in the world? First of all, I got to get you out of this room if I can. Second of all, what in the world could it be? Yeah, I don't like playing that. I don't like playing guessing games. No, not at con. No.
Nope.
It's not fun.
And it's all about being, you know, living the lifestyle of a person with a disability. It's all about being prepared.
Yep.
It's all actually about thinking, as they used to say in driver's school, you remember thinking 30 seconds ahead of where you are right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm one of those guys, I'll try and think half a day ahead of where I am right now. So think about it. If you know you're going to go out, you're going to be waiting in a line that starts outside, bottle of water. Especially in early September in Atlanta.
Oh, dear. And folks, we have water. We haven't really talked about this, John, but we're going to talk about it right now. There is water all over Con. It is free water. They fill up the water. We have big water jugs all over the place. The big ones like the, you know, they used to talk about office coolers. We got them all over the place. Okay. So if you need something like that, there's water. So bring, you can just buy one. All you ever have to do is buy one. Cause I'm a firm believer. I don't like buying bottled water. Cause first of all, the US has some of the cleanest water in the world. Second of all, that's a lot of plastic, but buy one, carry it around all con, or go find a fun one in the dealer's room and you know, yay, you have your Wonder Woman one.
Absolutely.
It's refillable. Refillable. Yay.
And remember, we've said it's perfectly okay to go up to any DragonCon staff member and say, look, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the answer. They're going to get somebody on the phone that does. So take a deep breath and relax, because it's all going to be okay.
It's all okay. And I will also say, for many of us who have been coming to DragonCon for a couple of years, a lot of us, I have a really tiny tummy. So sometimes all of a sudden I'm like, I need some protein right now. And so I have protein bars like all the time. Just asking somebody, we're pretty sharing and helpful people. So if all of a sudden you're standing in line, you're like, I guess that, you know, quickie biscuit I had at breakfast and it's now 7 p.m. and I probably should have eaten lunch, but I really want to stand in line for this concert. I bet somebody might give you a protein bar or something.
Absolutely. And anybody at Disability Services, Ruben, you know this, right? Yeah. How many unusual questions do we answer through the weekend?
You know, I was really surprised and impressed because my feeling about Disability Services was it almost felt like a family, because people just came in and it was like, everybody knows everybody and hey, welcome back. And what do you need? You're looking tired. Do you want to sit over here? So don't be afraid to ask for help, because people are so, so willing to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we do. Mm-hmm. And I see that all over Con. I really do. When you're talking to the tracks, you're talking to other people. We want to help. And you can find volunteers this year, because we're going to have a tie-dye badge, a tie-dyed lanyard.
Tie-dye lanyards.
Ooh. Tie-dye lanyard. I know. It's so cool.
It's so exciting.
I love it. One of my favorites was, I love the purple one and I love the hot pink one, but I think this one, I can't wait to see it, because I think it'll probably be my faves. And you'll be able to find it along all the black t-shirts that all of us will be wearing. 4 days. Sorry,
Black in the sun. This is a fashion faux pas.
Oh, hey, no. Remember Malcolm from Jurassic Park? He was like, no, that's, you know, it keeps you cool. It's all right to wear all black all the time. It's okay. You're still going to be hot. I don't care. It's Atlanta. You're still going to be hot no matter what. You could be walking around in a bikini and it's hot. It's hot.
Uh-huh.
Folks, be ready. It's hot. John, how hot is it?
It's damn hot. It's Africa
it's
hot.
Damn hot. Okay. So want to talk about one other thing, disability services, and then John gets to embarrass. Are you going to embarrass me tonight, John?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are. So one other thing, I've said this a couple of these that we've done just recently, but if you are on Petrie Street and you're going over to the Westin or you're going to America's Mart, there is one, first of all, 24 hour a day open door that will get you both to the Westin and to America's Mart. It is on Peachtree Street beside the standalone Starbucks. It's basically almost like diagonal. If you're standing at the Hyatt, you just kind of turn to your left diagonally, you'll see it. And there's a door there. It looks like you're going down a long hall and you have no idea where it is. That'll take you there. That is also the accessible entrance for America's Mart during the parade. It is going to be the only one, probably. So If you see somebody who is trying to get to that door and you're at the parade, make a hole, make it wide, and let them get in that door. Okay? Help. Be good. I'm just saying. Just help them out. Be a good person. Get some karma points. Because you know you've done something at Dragon Con. You had way too much fun one night. You need some karma points somewhere. Oh, you do. What? Am I wrong?
We should be giving out little cards, you know, karma point dance cards.
This is your karma point. This is your karma point for today.
Yeah. It's your karma point.
Okay.
You need three by lunch. Work hard.
real quick before we go on to the quiz portion of the show. Real quick, both of you, which do you have a particularly fond memory of Dragon Con? Not necessarily related to disability services, but just in general, since, you know, we're on year 30 of this, or, well, actually, I guess not really year 30, but what do you call it? Happening number 30. I don't know what you call it. So does anybody
30th anniversary?
30th anniversary. Thank you. It's like it's not 30 years, actually 29. But anyway, whatever. Do either of you have a particular memory that you're really fond of from Dragon Con?
Oh my gosh, how do you even pick that kind of thing? I think that there's like so many memories that are just so great. Last year in particular, I think my favorite moment, I went downstairs for the last party on Alderaan on Saturday. You know, there's about a bazillion people there. And I was just like outside the line, just like yelling and getting people really excited. And so by the time I went in, it felt like there was like me and like 200 of my closest friends. And it was just such a great, great party. So much great energy. The music was awesome. And I just never wanted to leave. It was so fun. I highly recommend that party.
There you go. And you were not paid by Brandy to say that. So
I was not even a little bit. I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, okay, how do I get back into that party this year?
There you go.
You know, I've seen so much of Dragon Con. It's a really difficult question, but I can say, I think the first year I worked at Dragon Con, I actually deliberately met more like people deliberately involved in media working in the Atrium Ballroom than I'd ever met working at any other con. And I've worked some for 20 years or more. And I happen to remember a conversation with William Shatner about how difficult it must be to be a disabled person. This happens to me a lot. You know, I get people who want to come to me and talk to me about how difficult it is to be a disabled person. And, you know, I nod and smile, But then he starts talking about, you know, how much, you know, how much he likes fandom, and he's drinking a Jägermeister at the time. Yeah, exactly. Hey, I still have the bottle.
I would have kept it too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it was a whole thing about people that were in that area of the convention kind of coming around and just having a conversation with a few fans while they were waiting for things backstage to form up. And that, I think, is a testament to Southern fandom, because I've never seen that happen anywhere else.
I think it is. I mean, it's kind of funny, because one of the things people said is that they made some of their best friends because they all kind of bitched together but also having fun in the registration line, when the registration line used to take forever and now it doesn't. And they're like, how are we supposed to make friends now? It's like, well, now you just go to panels. And they're like, that's right. You can talk to somebody like before a panel. I'm like, I know. It's amazing. We talk a lot. We are a very, very friendly fandom. I have heard that from a lot of people. We can't wait to talk about it. We're all going to make friends. We're going to have the bestest time ever.
It's a networking opportunity.
Yep.
That and no kidding. Hearing a ballroom of 2,000 people do So Say We All.
Yes.
If you've never been in a room where that's happened. Seriously.
When Commander Adama is leading.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Mr. Alamos, you know, dines to get the party started, it starts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the part of the show where we try to embarrass Lee. So we've been talking a little bit about the ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, which sort of gives the guidelines for disability services at Dragon Con. So, you know, of course, we'll give our fine folks at DS the ADA pop quiz. Well, we give Lee the quiz on Acts, the Book of Acts. So,
as in the Bible?
As in the Bible.
wait, what?
So, here we go. Who wants to go first? Who should go first?
Oh, let them go first, because as few questions as I have to answer and embarrass myself, that would be best.
All right, so this is multiple choice. The Americans with Disability Act of 1990 was passed in order to A, guarantee the civil rights of people with disabilities to full access to the social, cultural, educational, and economic life of the nation, B, crush small businesses in remote rural areas, C, promote the betterment and well-being of differently abled Americans, or D, elevate Americans with other disabilities to the privileged status that status the blind have enjoyed since the New Deal. Okay.
Okay, wait.
Not what
anybody give a letter?
Not what Trump believes.
Where did you get this question?
From the University of Montana.
Of course.
Okay.
Because that might inform your answer.
Hey, Ruben, you want to pick a letter on this one?
It was from Trump University. It's a different answer now.
I'm not to offend the fine people of Montana here. Oh, I mean, you know, it's clearly the small business one, right? Yeah, you know, that makes total sense.
Look, to give for the podcast, you know, the actual answer is A,
right?
But there are so many.
It's not small business.
No, I am absolutely positive it's not small business.
Okay.
The average reasonable accommodation a person with a disability would need to either be employed at a small business or to access a small business, in most cases, is less than $500, which doesn't crush any small business I know of.
Okay. If you insist on being logical or reasonable here, we're really just not going to get along. I mean, I don't know how.
All right. I'll stop quoting the Job Accommodation Network then.
So your final answer, your final
official, remember folks,
your final answer is A.
Go ahead.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, Lee.
Okay. I was about to say, I thought y'all were done. I'm sorry. So is Acts in the New Testament or Old Testament?
So anyway,
that's a new thing.
It's a new one. Oh, good. Thanks. Okay. So where's my question now?
All right. In Acts, which God was Paul mistaken for? Was it Poseidon, Zeus, Hermes, or Apollo?
That's in the Bible?
That's in the Bible, Acts 4, 8 to 12.
Huh, who knew?
Oh, Acts 14, 8 to 12, 20.
Okay, 8 to 20. So Paul was... Give me the four choices again, because I've got a 25% chance no matter what, but...
Poseidon, Zeus, Hermes, or Hermes, whatever you pronounce it, and Apollo. Yeah.
Paul.
Paul.
I'm going to go with Apollo.
Okay. Oh, wow, we're getting a lot of...
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. Hold on.
Everything okay?
We're hearing an echo. And is it coming from me? It's coming from me. Hold on, let me build it. Hello?
Everything okay?
I don't know.
All right, we're getting weird.
Oh, good. No quiz. They win.
I'm gonna,
it's like a snow day.
Hold on. I'm gonna mute people.
I'm not upset about this. I did not study. No one told me there was studying required.
All right.
He asked all questions. It's gone away.
Okay. Todd, are you still there? Uh-oh.
Did you lose Todd?
I might have. Hello? Todd? All right. So let's go back to your answer. We'll see if we can get Todd back on the line. If someone can just send him a quick message while I'm doing this.
I will do that.
Okay. So the answer you gave was Apollo, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That is incorrect. Nicole, since you're still here, do you want to attempt an answer there to steal the question?
Okay. Tell me again. My choices were Apollo, Poseidon, and who else?
Zeus and Hermes.
I'm going to go with Zeus.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Yay. Zeus is not the correct answer. Neither is Apollo. The actual correct answer is Hermes. And I could go into this whole thing about reading this, but you know what? I'll do about as much reading of the actual Bible as I did in church. Okay, so...
And you were laughing about needing karma points.
Yeah, okay, I know.
We both need.
I'm in trouble now. All right, so back to the second quiz, the other quiz, whatever it's called. Which of the following is not a key term of the ADA? A is not a key term. A, reasonable accommodation. B, otherwise qualified individual with a disability. C, a distinct and identifiable class of society, or D, undue hardship?
That would be C, John.
C is the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. I may or may not have the ADA Act pulled up on another screen.
Okay.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging. If I could figure out, I got a gajillion Bibles, but I don't even know where Axe is in the Bible. So I was thinking we were talking like Axe, the spray cologne that boys wear.
Oh, that would have been even better.
It would have been fine.
Hold on, maybe I can find that quiz real quick. According to Axe, how many women do you get with? Never mind. Okay, what practice was in Axe, the Bible version? Mm-hmm. What practice was discussed at the Jerusalem Council in chapter 15, was it baptism, charity, communion, or circumcision?
Baptism, charity, communion.
That is incorrect. Do you guys wish to try to steal?
I'm going to go with circumcision.
Me too, because they don't do that, or theoretically don't have to.
And that is correct. Circumcision is the correct answer.
See, and I was thinking circumcision would be much more like Old Testament, so I was thinking they wouldn't be talking about that in the New Testament.
Well, I figure you have to have a meeting where they go like, thanks, but no thanks, so maybe that was the meeting.
Yeah, that makes sense. A valid point, ma'am. That is very true.
Occasionally I round up a couple brain cells, rub them together, and come up with something.
Now let's take a break and have lunch.
I'm good. I like that idea.
What are these onion rings? Oh, never mind. Anyway.
And they have 3 points and I have 0 points. So I'm just saying two more questions and my embarrassment's done for tonight.
Okay. Okay, here we go. This is... Let's try this one. Reasonable accommodations such as reasonable accommodations such as extending test times for some students are designed to give disabled students an advantage over more competitive non-disabled classmates, B, a level playing field on which to demonstrate their mastery of the material, C, make us all feel better, D, prolong the agony of taking a test.
So accurate. Gonna go with B. Would you agree, Todd?
I would agree.
Okay.
B,
that is a final answer.
B, a level playing field on which to demonstrate their mastery of material is correct, not the making it longer so that everyone can suffer.
But also accurate.
Let's see. What vision did God give Peter before he met Cornelius in the 10th chapter? Was it unclean animals, the city of Rome, a man calling on his cell phone, or a Pokemon? No, stars in the sky.
A man calling.
That is incorrect. For the win.
Please get it right.
You guys want to take a stab at it?
Todd, do you have any idea?
I'm going with unclean animals.
That is correct. Unclean animals.
That's awesome. Thank you. Congratulations. That was a tight, hard, really difficult.
Please finish that sentence.
I'm going to finish that sentence. That was tough. I know it was a tough fight for you guys because, you know, I was putting up a real big fight here. But, you know, I'm glad y'all pulled it out and ended my embarrassment faster.
Thank you. I will say. I don't think she's been shut out at all this year.
You guys did it.
And you guys shut her out.
Thank you.
We're happy to help you out.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad it's over. John, I hate you so much sometimes.
So... All right.
You should hear it. There are some that are just amazingly evil.
Before we go, again, let everybody know where they can get find disability services, and if there's any place like that they can email or follow to if they need any additional information.
You absolutely can email disabilityservices@dragoncon.org.
Dot org.
You can come and see us in the basement of the Sheraton near registration. During the convention, you can see any of our ballroom captains who will be happy to assist you to get registered, including our eternal friends have an opportunity to be registered at get disability services at the place they register in the Marriott.
All right, that's great. So again, thank you guys for the work that you do. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all the volunteers at Dragon Con. But you know, it's just a pleasure for well
I'm back.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had gone.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it had gotten quiet. That's how we should have known that.
Yeah.
She had to cry that her embarrassment was over.
I was so happy. I'm doing the little happy dance.
I was just telling everyone how thankful we are for their volunteer service. And,
yes.
You know, and all the volunteers at DragonCon. Again, if you see a volunteer this year, say thank you at least one a day. Right. Shake a hand, do whatever, you know, just let them know that, you know, you're appreciative of the work that they're putting in to make your con better.
And remember, there are going to be lots of opportunities to give to the DragonCon charity this year. That is the Atlanta Center for Self-Sufficiency. Mm-hmm. And if you can, give blood.
Yes. Also that. We always forget about the blood thing.
In a structured way with the Red Cross, please.
Yes, with LifeSouth that is there taking the blood and keeping it in the bags, and they follow a whole procedure. Oh, yeah. Whole procedure there, and you get a free T-shirt if you give.
Don't give to the Twilight cosplayer. Give to...
No. No, if the person who's asking for your blood sparkles, that would be no.
Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who knows?
I'm so uncool.
It is DragonCon.
No,
it is DragonCon, after all.
No, you are not. Okay, I need that karma point now.
In this situation, you are not the uncool one.
Whoops.
Yay.
Oh, by the way, we love all fandom. We just tease. All right. So until next time, for Todd, Nicole, and Lee, this is John saying cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.